first time going out there in a while, you know, get to knock the rust off, move around a little bit, and just go from there.
What do you feel you bring to the table, you know, skill set wise, and you got all experience in this league? You know, are there some things you can do that can help out here?
Well, I mean, yeah, I have a lot of experience, but just go in and kind of get on the same page as the other guys. I mean, whether it's pass blocking, run blocking, you know, helping another guy out with a technique or, you know, something that I see different, you know, that they don't, you know, on the field. Just, you know, kind of blend in with those, with the guys that's playing now.
Obviously, you never want to get hurt and miss time, but is there a silver lining in the fact that while you were out, you could study the plays a little bit and kind of?
Yeah, I mean, Steve is different from mine. He's been here for a while, and this is my first year, so, I mean, like you said, it kind of helped out, you know, learning the plays, learning the system. I mean, pretty much the plays are same throughout the league, but it's just different terminology, you know, one block may be different on each play and things like that.
What have you seen from a distance watching your fellow line mates on the field so far, you know, this season?
Pretty good. They get after it, run the ball pretty good, pass block pretty good, so, you know, it's just still, like you said, it's continued to improve each week, and it's always towards the end of the season, and you know, you want to continue to get better each week.
Now, Bill said you can play both sides at tackle. It seems like it's something easy, but I've heard from other tackles that it's not always as easy as it looks.
It's not really. I mean, you have to be able to switch it over in your mind. But once you work on it and practice a lot or do it a lot, then it kind of becomes second nature.